Good morning. Welcome again. Thank you for joining us again. We're always happy for every person who tunes in and watches, and we hope that the efforts we put into making these remote services is a blessing. And, you know, I think for me at least, the audience is first and foremost our congregation that's not allowed to be together right now. But we welcome anyone who has the ability to tune in and watch, and just pray that it be a blessing for you. It's difficult times right now, but I think it's incredibly important that we as God's people remember that He is on the throne and that He is still in control, and that what we see around us is a lot of confusion and sometimes chaos and misinformation and distrust growing, certainly around the country. But God is in control and God sees all. And so we may not get to be together, and we're going to pray that the Lord can bring that to a quick end as well. But we continue to serve Him, and we continue to seek Him, and He continues to move. And we look forward to see what the Lord has to do next. So join me in prayer as we bless this service this morning. Heavenly Father, we thank You that day in and day out, morning and evening, You are on Your throne. You are in control. You are never mocked. You are never tricked, Lord God. You never lose sight of what's going on. And so we're so thankful that we can trust You and put all of our trust and faith in You when we face times like we're facing today as a church, as families, as individuals, as employees, where we don't know what tomorrow holds. And we don't know that those who make those decisions know what they're doing at all times. But God, we do pray for them that You give wisdom, Lord God, where wisdom is lacking, that You bring forth leadership where leadership may be lacking, and that You inspire, Lord God, truth, justice, healing, Lord God, and reform, Heavenly Father, of the way things are today to bring about, Lord God, Your will on this earth, Your kingdom on this earth. And we just pray, Lord, in the midst of all that's going on in the federal government, the states, the cities, the counties, Lord God, that Your truth reign, that Your justice reign, that Your people be protected, that Your church be protected and thrive, and that You bless Your church as we come together and look to not men and women in any leadership position, but to You, because You are our source, You are our provision. And we pray that You provide, Lord God, continually for Your people, that You care and provide for those who aren't able to work right now, Lord God, because they're not allowed to work. We pray that You bring a quick end to this mess, Lord God, that this disease, this virus leaves as quickly as it came, Heavenly Father, as unexpectedly as it came, Lord God, You can take it away. As they speak about it being around in through the fall and beyond, Lord God, You can bring an end to the madness. And so we seek You, Lord God. We continually seek You. We seek Your will on earth, Your kingdom to be established, and to come to full fruition here, Lord God. We give You all thanks, honor, and praise that is due to Your name, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And we ask You today, here at Calvary Temple Church, Lord God, with those of us gathered and those of us watching, that You bless and anoint our worship service, and that You bless and anoint the word, the preaching that goes forth today, and bless the wonderful name of Jesus. In Your holy name we pray. Amen. And I would like to invite now Audrey and Becky and my mom, Pastor Debbie Haynes, and the worship team to lead us in worship. Thank you.